From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth radio broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to come to you on this Friday edition of the Living Truth program, where all week long we've been looking at just one verse of Scripture. And that verse of Scripture is 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 13. And our theme this week has been the effect of the Scripture in the lives of those who believe it. I remember a number of years ago, I had an elderly lady come to me and say, "Pastor Gary, you get more out of one verse of Scripture than anybody I have ever heard." Well, my wife responded to that by saying, "Well, that's because he has the gift of gab." Well, the fact of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, the Word of God is rich. It's full of great truths. And this verse that we've been looking at this week, 1 Thessalonians 2:13, is a marvelous verse where Paul is writing and he says, "For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when ye received the Word of God which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the Word of men, but as it is in truth, the Word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe," And if you've missed any broadcast at all this week, I would encourage you to contact us to get the CD of this particular study, that you might go back and listen to it over and over again, because I think that maybe this verse of Scripture that we've been studying this week is one of the key verses that you can never consider in your Christian life. Yea, indeed, one of the key broadcasts that we've put on the air since this program has been on radio back in 1989. Because 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 13 teaches us how God's Word does work in our life, and it works because it is the Word of God. So far, we have noted in our study that the Scripture is the Word of God, not the Word of men. We noted yesterday that the Scripture is the truth of God and is absolute truth. And today, we're going to note that the Scripture is the operation of God actively energizing believers. Again, look at verse 13 of 1 Thessalonians 2. "For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when ye received the Word of God, which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the Word of men, but as it is in truth, the Word of God," here it is, "which effectually worketh also in you that believe." God's Word does work effectively in you that believe. It really does. And it does because it's the Word of God. It does because it's God's truth. It does because the Holy Spirit teaches it to us. It does because 2 Timothy 3 and verse 17 reminds us that the Word of God is inspired of God. It is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness. That, as verse 17 of 2 Timothy 3 says, "the man of God may be perfect," that is, spiritually mature, "throughly furnished unto all good works." God's Word is designed by God to make the person of God the way God would have them to be. It effectually works in our lives as believers. That's why we need to be in it every day. I mentioned to you the other day that the first thing that I do when I get up in the morning is to read the Bible. The last thing I do before I go to bed at night is to read the Bible. And I've been practicing that for so many, many years. And here I am right now, an old man, as you might say. And the fact of the matter is, I've not even yet touched the tip of the iceberg as it relates to the depth of the Word of God. It does work. Here's a fact that I want you to consider. You might want to write it down. I will repeat it for your consideration. Let me read it just once, and then I'll read it through a time or two slower so that you can get it. Listen to this carefully as I give it to you. God works through the Scriptures on behalf of those who believe it daily, effectively, efficiently, productively, and supernaturally, fulfilling His purposes in their lives. Now think about that. Let me say it again. God works through the Scriptures on behalf of those who believe it daily, effectively, efficiently, productively, and supernaturally, fulfilling His purposes in their lives. You know, that's a statement that you might want to chew up a little bit, that you might want to meditate on, that you might want to consider. Let me give it to you again. God works through the Scriptures on behalf of those who believe it daily, effectively, efficiently, productively, and supernaturally, fulfilling His purposes in their lives. I really do wish I had the opportunity to elaborate upon this. I don't have the time in this program to do so. But listen to 9 statements as it relates to the wonderful Word of God. Listen to these statements. Number 1, the Scripture saves those who believe it. That's according to 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 23. Number 2, the Scripture sanctifies those who believe it. That according to John chapter 17 and verse 17. Number 3, the Scripture matures those who believe it. That according to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 2. Number 4, the Scripture frees those who believe it. That according to John chapter 8. Verses 31 and 32. Number 5, the Scripture perfects those who believe it. That according to 2 Timothy 3, verses 16 and 17. Number 6, the Scripture counsels those who believe it. That according to Acts chapter 20 and verse 32a. Number 7, the Scripture gives hope to those who believe it. Acts chapter 20 and verse 32b. Number 8, the Scripture ensures success. That would be spiritual success to those who believe it. That according to Joshua chapter 1 and verse 8. And number 9, the Scripture builds faith in those who believe it. Romans 10 and verse 17. Now I realize that I ran down through those rather rapidly, and I'm certain that you probably missed some of the things that I said there, and that's why I'm encouraging you to send in for the notes and the outlines as well as the CD of this particular broadcast so that you can not only listen to those statements or read those statements, but study the Word of God that I've given, the Scriptures that I've given that go along with those statements. But here's the point, beloved. The Bible is valuable. It is truth. It is all about God. It teaches us who God is, what God expects, and how God operates, and it does work effectually in the lives of those of us who believe it. You know, I read this quote somewhere along the line that I want to give you today, and that's this. Think about it. Human wisdom could never produce what the Scripture, as the powerful Word of God, does in the lives of those who believe it. Let me repeat that. Human wisdom could never produce what the Scripture does as the powerful Word of God in the lives of those who believe it. You can't find anything as effective as the Bible in no matter what kind of a book that you read. A science book, a history book, a philosophy book, a mathematic book. I mean, you might find a lot of truth in some of those books if they're written properly. But you'll never find anything like the Word of God. You see, the effect of the scripture in the lives of those who believe it is beyond one's greatest imagination. Now, those of you who've been in the Word of God for a long time would say amen to that, wouldn't you? That as you've been in the Word of God, you've seen God do great things in your life. That's because of the power of the Word of God as it is taught to us by the Spirit of God. The fact of the matter is, the effect of the scripture guarantees that whatever our spiritual needs are, that the application of the Word of God meets those needs in our daily life. That's true. That the scripture guarantees that whatever our spiritual needs are, the application of the Word of God meets those needs. So, are you in the Word of God? Is God working in your life? Again, 1 Thessalonians 2:13, a verse to memorize, a verse to meditate upon, a verse to put to practice in your life, where Paul says, "For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when ye received the word of God, which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectually worketh also in you that believe it." My challenge to you today, beloved, is first of all, make certain that you know Christ as Savior. And then as a Christian, read the Word of God, study the Word of God, meditate upon the Word of God, receive the Word of God, obey the Word of God, and then watch the Word of God work effectually in your life. And it will. Well, I want to thank you so very much for being with me today, as well as throughout the past 4 or 5 days of this week. I encourage you to go to church on Sunday and then join us again on Monday when we will gather once again around the radio for another study of the Word of God. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today, and to that we say amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is the Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.